love the changing of the seasons. And I love fall in particular because I love pumpkin. I mean, pumpkin is the bomb. I mean, like, pumpkin's getting into everything these days. Okay, so like case in point, I took a little jaunt through Trader Joe's, and let me just show you some of the finds I found in Trader Joe's. I mean, like, of course, pumpkin spice cookies. I mean, that's going to be good. Okay, and of course, you know, another pumpkin JoJo's. Hey, they're good. They're gone. Okay. And let's see. Oh, there's these pumpkin cranberry crisps that go good with some sort of a dip. That looks good. I mean, whoa. And I mean, how about this? Pumpkin Pop-Tarts. That's probably pretty good. I'm pretty sure. Pumpkin in there, and how about these pumpkin tortilla chips? That's probably pretty good too. And let's not forget about, you know, the old pumpkin body butter, so now I can smell like pumpkin because, hey, and for, you know, besides Trader Joe's pumpkin stuff, I mean, you know, there's the pumpkin spice latte, okay? And like, if you don't know about the pumpkin scones at Starbucks, you're missing out. And they're only for a limited time. They are really, really good. So you should try to get those pumpkin Starbucks scones before they're not around anymore. And then, like, hey, we get to wear orange. Like, it's fall. Like, what? It's orange time. Okay, I'm not really quite sure what that rule is all about. Like, you can't wear orange. Is it like that rule that you can't wear white after Labor Day? Really quite sure who made those rules, but anyhow, we get to pull out the orange stuff, okay? So, and the thing about fall is routines. I love routines. I love schedules, and you know, don't get me wrong, but I do love the summer, because I don't really like to be cold at all. But when my kids were young, I loved the break from school year, but after about a month, I was totally ready to be back into the routine. And this fall also means that I get to be here with you guys here at eMoms, helping to kick off your theme and your new year together. And as you guys already talked about what this year's theme was, above all things. And it's based on that verse from Colossians, which I'm going to talk about several times through my talk. So you'll probably have it memorized by the time I'm done tonight. So Colossians 1, 16 through 18 says, again, "For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." This is a really great verse. It's packed full of truth and encouragement for us, and I think most of us would agree that with everything in that verse and would stand by this year's theme, above all things, referring to our love for Christ. But in reality, how do we really live? I'm willing to bet you're a lot like me, that things get in the way and crowd out this truth, and we allow other things to be above Christ. For me, the number one issue that gets in the way is me. My sinful self, my pride. I think I know better and can handle things on my own. And I don't really see myself as desperately in need of a Savior. And then there's those outside forces. Which brings me to the downside of fall, the busyness of life. I mean, there's school, there's homework, we were just talking about folders and all the school supplies, lunches, music lessons, sports, extracurricular activities, and the clubs, all these things. And more now need to fit into the necessary things of life, like grocery shopping, cooking, and cleaning the house, and laundry, and yard work. I mean, the leaves of fall, I mean, that gets to be a lot. So where's the time to connect and recharge spiritually and personally as a couple and as a family? I know this story of a frenzied life because I've lived it. And let's be honest, you might be living it too, right now. I'm a go-getter by nature. I love to clean the house and I love to have order, like I said. And as a young mom, I was a list maker. I rocked managing the household and keeping everything on schedule. And I was pretty proud of that. On the surface, I looked like I had it all together, but I had a heart problem. I was neglecting the most important relationship of all. See, I've been a Christian for a really long time, and to be honest, I didn't regularly set aside time to spend with him. It was kind of like a hit or miss thing, more of a miss than a hit. I would have grand intentions of getting all of my to-do list done, and then I'll sit down later to spend time with him. But later usually never would come, and I'd go to bed with resolve to spend time with him tomorrow. The problem was I thought I was pretty capable on my own, and I thought of spending time with God as just another way to check something off of my list. I wasn't thinking of wanting to spend time with God because I loved him, needed him, and was grateful for his love for me. But God intervened. So my perfect little world and all my to-do lists came crashing down, and God used my journey in parenting to bring me to my knees, and he used parenting 101 lesson. You cannot change a person's heart. Somehow I thought I could. And A plus B does not equal C. Planning rules and enforcing rules does not change a child's heart. But in God's tender mercy, God allowed me to come to face-to-face with my own inability, and he used my kids to do that. Does that resonate with anybody? You see, I need the gospel every day. Daily, I need to be reminded that I am created by God to be in relation with him. But because of my sin, I was separated from him. But in his kindness, his son, Jesus, paid the price for my sin, which made a way for me to be forgiven. It's not my efforts or in my trying to be good enough or having perfect kids. It's the gift of God, Jesus, and I can never forget this gift. And that's why I need to spend time with him every day. It's because I love him and want to grow in my relationship with him. But I'm so forgetful, and I regularly forget these things. So if you want to know more about this gift, if what I'm talking about is something you don't know about, I'd love to talk with you about it. Or you can talk to your table leader or anybody else here at E-Moms. I know they'd love to share it with you. So my heart has changed as I grew in my love for Christ and his word. My relationship with my husband and my kids changed. I was being transformed. And spending time with God looks like this for me, just to put it out there for you. Reading the Bible so I can learn more about God and his amazing grace, and praying and talking to God and journaling about what I'm learning. But several years ago, during a heartbreaking season in my life, I decided to create a special place in my home, like a little oasis. And I started thinking, we set aside places in our home for all types of purposes. We take special care to have the right furniture, paint color. I thought, what could be more important than setting aside some special place to be with the Lord? And that's how my thoughtful spot came to be. I picked just the right lighting, seating, bought wireless speaker for my music. I have candles, all to help me grow in my worship and in my prayer and as I'm learning from God's word. Now there are times that I get lost in my time with God, and I look up and a whole hour has passed. And this is pretty incredible, because during my to-do list times in my spiritual years, I was lucky to spend 15 minutes before I checked it off my list, patted myself on my back, and moved on with my day. And as I mentioned before, like I said, I'm kind of a go-getter. So do you know what's going on in my head on a regular basis, especially when I try to focus with my time with God? It's pretty much what's going on inside of your head too, my to-do list, right? So having a space like this, like my thoughtful spot, helps me to shut out the noise of this world and in my mind so that I can really meditate on God's word. And I only wish I had done this sooner. And how I urge you to carve out some special place in your home so that you can meet with the Lord too. It's okay to do it at your kitchen counter when everything else is going around, but if you found that special nook and that place, it would be so sweet. So this is what it looks like for me to read and meditate on God's word. And we're going to use our Colossians verse to do just that. So like it said in Colossians 1, 16 through 18, "For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Does something sound repetitive in that section? Who can tell me what it is? All what? All things. You know, all things is written four times in that section. I think he wants us to remember all things. See how easy it is to look and study God's word and see, wow, I think he wants us to know all things. And let's start off with this. All things were created by him, heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things. That means me. That means you. That means my family. That means this world all around me, perfectly designed by God. He is amazingly creative, isn't he? all things were created, even the thrones and the rulers and authorities. Wow, that gives me peace, especially in this turmoil time in our world and politics and our country and the whole world. All things are created by him, are under him. Talk about great news and peace for us. In addition, all things were created for him. It's about him and not me. There's a higher purpose for my life, and it's not about my personal happiness. Also, he's before all things. He is first. This should be my top priority, to put him first. And lastly, in him, all things hold together. That means he's in complete control, and I am not. I don't have to carry it all on my shoulders, which is great news because my shoulders are way too small. So what does it mean to have Christ above all things? It means once I have God in his proper place, it's amazing how the other things seem to fall into their proper place too. Because spending time with him changes my heart, and it changes my priorities and perspectives. I have new eyes, and I have a new to-do list. So after God, then comes my husband. Because we know sometimes as mom, they'll get out of order. And after God, it maybe comes the kids and not our husband. So this helps me to have my priorities in the right place. My husband comes after my relationship with the Lord. And it's not just parenting together, but loving each other as husband and wife. Because one day, it will be just the two of you. And you've heard the phrase, days are long, but the years are short. And I'm here to tell you that's the truth. Being an empty nester is great. We were talking about it with some of the mentor moms. But it would be completely a different story if my husband and I didn't take the time to cultivate our relationship when the kids were little. So empty nester is sweet. And my kids come after my husband, like I said. And not just the parenting part of keeping order and making rules and enforcing them, but emotionally connecting with my kids. And this takes a lot of time. Playing together as a family. But most importantly, like Christy already said before, is teaching your kids about the love of Jesus. And you got to forgive my soapbox. Being a children's director for that long, I got to have to get on it by saying, I have to remind you, you are the most important teacher your kids will ever have. And you haven't checked the God box by bringing them to church. God has squarely put that responsibility on your shoulders, and the church is there to support you in that. We are called to be obedient, and the rest is up to God to do his work. So I'd like to recommend a really great book in that regard that will help you. And this is called The Parenting Book by Paul David Tripp. I cannot recommend this book enough. It's not your typical parenting book. It's not a how-to book. It doesn't have step-by-step instructions on how to improve your parenting. It focuses on the only thing that you ever have control over, and that's your heart. And it's all about you. And it's an excellent book. And it's in the bookstore or on Amazon or any other place you like to shop. So how can we really do this? I mean, how do you really find the time for this? No, you really do have a limited amount of time, so that means you're going to have to make some choices. So what activities are you really involved in that you really need to be involved in? What are the right choices for your family? Now, especially that fall is here, remember that crazy list from earlier that I read about? What should you say yes to, both personally and as a family? The elementary years are some of the sweetest times that I had as a mom. But I want to let you know that sometimes rocky roads are coming your way ahead in the next stage of parenting. And you need a strong habit, a strong foundation of putting Christ first above all things. You also need to make sure that you have a strong marriage and have invested in building relationship with your kids. You have to be purposeful and wise to invest in these things. Don't think you can wait until you have time until your kids are older. Because maybe when your kids are older, you're still waiting till your kids are older and you still haven't spent the time to do it. Trust me, having more time in your schedule is not the problem. The problem is deciding to do it and putting him above all things. So, in closing, there are some ways that I want to encourage you in how to put Christ above all things. Make it a priority to spend time with him each day, like I've said before. And confess to God if you've been prideful and thought that you really didn't need him in your life. That was my story. He is ready and waiting with his amazing grace to pour it right out on you. If you don't know where to start in having time with God, I want to recommend a very excellent devotional This is called New Morning Mercies, and it's again by Paul David Tripp. He is my favorite author right now. I don't read a lot, as Bethany would probably be able to tell you, but when I do read a book and I find one like this, I'm going to pick up all of his stuff. It's excellent. It's dated so that you can just start wherever the date is. It's got some great things, great gospel message to give to you every single day, and then there's verses for you to go to add to it. It's a great place to start if you have not been doing devotions and spending time with the Lord regularly. Also, make it a priority to be part of a Bible teaching church. I mean, if you don't have a church home, check out a manual. We got great children's ministry here. And we got great teaching and a great way for you to grow in your faith here if you're not already part of a regular Bible teaching church. Join a women's Bible study. We have great Bible studies that happen here at Emmanuel on Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. And there's childcare too if you have younger ones as well. Make coming to eMoms a priority because it's great to connect with other moms and to be encouraged each month. There's also a mentor program here if you're a regular attender of Emmanuel, and you can be mentored by a woman who's a little farther down the road. There's one of my mentees right there sitting there, so it's very sweet. Find encouragement in your role as your spiritual teacher, which again I said to read that Paul David Tripp book, Parenting, for you as you are striving to grow in that with your kids. Also, those were great resources that she had there. Also, too, I would definitely look at those books there. That would be super helpful for you. These words I share with you are meant to be an encouragement to you and not to discourage you. God knows you. He created you. He knows all of your weaknesses, but his grace is perfect and able to transform. And I'm still in process. I still forget. And I start going and doing my own thing on my own energy. But thankfully, he is gracious and loving and ready to forgive. So join me, pursue him, and put Christ above all else. Thanks.